This portion of the WEOL Spotlight on Grafton is brought to you by Midview Pizza. Get that homemade touch delivered from their place to yours. Call Midview Pizza on Royalton Road, Route 82 in Grafton. And we've got the owner, James Dobbins, on the line this morning. James, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So tell me a little bit about you. Why you get involved in the pizza business and a little bit of your business background?
I went to Lorain County Community College. I received my associate's degree in business management in 2013. I've been in the pizza business since 2009. I was working with the previous owner of the shop, is a different name, and then I purchased the business January 1st, 2012. And there's always been a pizza shop in the area for over 40 years, and it's been known by different names throughout, you know, the years. I chose the name Midview Pizza based upon identifying with a particular area. Everybody knows, you know, Grafton for the Midview school system. It's a great school system. I actually attended Midview for quite a number of years before my parents and I moved to Elyria, and I did graduate from Elyria. So, I mean, I think that essentially identifying with an area is the best thing, you know, so that you can let your customers know who you are and what you do.
I also know that you have a reputation as the golf guy. Why is that?
I'm currently the assistant superintendent at Quail Hollow Country Club in Painesville. So I do have quite a bit of travel, you know, just to get to work. And a lot of my customers that I interact with know that, you know, I work at the golf course and everything. I also received an associate's degree from The Ohio State University in the spring of 2014 in turf grass management, which is the science of grass. You have to have that degree, you know, so that you can show that you know how to grow grass. But it's not only just knowing how to grow grass, it's knowing how to, you know, treat problems that come across the golf course. There's a lot of different variable things that can happen because bent grass, which is what our greens are very susceptible to a lot of diseases. So knowing that and having a background in that makes you very successful, you know, within the golf community.
Right. Well, you know, just like when you're growing grass, you got to get good things that cultivate good growth. Like with a pizza, you got to have good ingredients to make something come out of it, right?
Yes, you do. The biggest thing I learned from my time with the previous owner is I knew that there was, you know, not problems, but certain things that could be improved upon in the pizza. So when I took over in January of 2012, our first 2 months was, you know, switching ingredients, you know, have a different sausage or a different pepperoni, just looking for the right ingredients to make the pizza what it is. And finally, when we arrived at what we have now currently, it was one of the greatest things, you know, from our homemade dough that we make in-house daily to our pizza sauce that we make in-house, to our spaghetti sauces. We also have 9 wing sauces, of which 5 are made in-house, my special own recipes for all of that. And I think that it brings a lot to the table when, you know, you're comparing pizza place to pizza places. You know, you got to look at what you're getting.
Well, the pizza business, I mean, it's very competitive, and you got to get a pizza that someone may try for the first time and think to themselves, I want to go back to that place. So you got kind of sometimes a one chance to make a really good impression on a pizza buyer.
Yes, you do. Most of the time you get one chance, you know, to make the customer happy when they walk in the door. So I have three steps that I live by in my business. First thing is customer service. You always got to take care of the customer, whether it's, you know, just talking to them when they come in, which I talk to my customers all the time. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, making sure the customer feels like they're welcome, you know, and take care of them in any need that they may have. The second thing would be quality. Again, refers back to the homemade ingredients that I talked about previously. finding the right quality and maintaining that high quality of product, you know, every time. The pizza is the same, no matter when, if you had it 2 months ago or you're getting it tomorrow, it's going to be the same. And then value. The value that you receive when you purchase a pizza from us sets us apart from anybody else, is what I feel. So, the three steps were customer service, quality, and value. And I feel that we bring that to the table every day that we're open.
Well, the customers are the people in the community, and I know you also have community involvement. That's something you also pride yourself on being able to do.
Yes, I do. I pride myself on, you know, helping the community out because that's where our customers come from. If the customers know that we're helping out in the community and doing things within the community, that, you know, customers more apt to try if they haven't. And it also lets our customers know that, you know, we're there for them.
So what are some of the things you've done in the community?
We've assisted in the Midview football player meals last season while they had that great run, you know, in the playoffs.
So I commend
them on that also. That was a very good football team.
So they're fueled by Midview Pizza. Is that what you're telling me? Their great
yes,
run.
Yes, they are.
Excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
They are. And we will be doing that again this year. And I'm also going to try and get involved with the Columbia football program also. There's multiple aspects from, you know, not only just the Grafton community, but the Columbia Station community also. So, I mean, we're going to be in both communities, you know, to let customers know that, you know, we're here, we're not going anywhere, and we're going to help out.
We're talking with James Dobbins of Midview Pizza. You're in the pizza business. Do you still like pizza? Is that still something for you? Or having been around it so much, do you think to yourself, I like giving pizzas, but I've had plenty of pizza in my lifetime. What is your favorite pizza? Do you have that?
I have two go-to pizzas. I enjoy a thin crust, extra pepperoni, extra cheese pizza. My second go-to pizza would be a ham and bacon with barbecue sauce, thin crust also. I usually have one or two, maybe three or four a week. So it's nothing I can get tired with. I once I found the taste that I wanted, it's, you know, I love it.
When you're getting pizzas putting together, obviously you have a lot of different ingredients as well. Do you try to come out with maybe some new special ones or some that might be just unique to your shop?
Well, we've done quite a few special pizzas. I believe it was in 2013, during the summer, we did quite a few specials that were one-time things, you know, to see how they went. We did a taco pizza that went very well. At first, I believe we did that in April. Then in May, we did another one. I think it was a loaded baked potato pizza. And then in June, I believe it was, we did a cheeseburger pizza. I believe of the three that we did, the one that I think I'm going to bring back here pretty soon, will be, the taco pizza. And the best thing I can let the customers know is to, watch our Facebook page, Midview Pizza, and we'll be giving updates on that, when it's, going to be available.
So again, they can like you, on Facebook and get details that way as well. If people are looking to get your pizzas, what's the best way for them to do that? Obviously, to give you a call, probably, right?
Yes. They can always call us at 748-1104. They can view our menu online at midviewpizza.com, and it's also on our Facebook page within some of the photos there.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning and help with the spotlight on Grafton. Again, we've been speaking with James Dobbins from Midview Pizza. They're on Royalton Road, Route 82 in Grafton. James, thanks for sharing part of your morning with us. And is it too early to eat some cold pizza, or is that a good thing in your book?
Cold pizza's fine, honestly. I believe that of all the places that I've tried and pizza that I've had, I think ours even tastes the same as it did when you got it when it was hot the next day.
Sounds great. James, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it.